Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've set this thing up for 30 minutes. I know people are busy, and we can cover most of this. I wanted to start out by saying a few things here. And what I'm trying to do is give people the big picture. This is a so-called global pandemic by the United Nations World Health Organization, which has proven to be very corrupt all the way to its core. And of course, it's a communist operation from start to finish, and what we're watching basically is a communist insurrection. The United Nations is a global organization that was foretold by Daniel the prophet, the fourth beast power of Daniel chapter 7. It's not a nation, it's not a state, it's something diverse or different than the world had ever seen before. Now, the United Nations is an organization that derives all of its powers through treaties, and then it makes with the nations that join the UN by the treaty that they sign. Daniel tells us, therefore, that the nations remain. In other words, America remains, England, the European nations, Russia, China, they all remain, but they cede a lot of their power, almost all their power, over to the United Nations. But the nations themselves still remain, exactly what Daniel says. Now, if you have a global emergency, then you need a global agency to take care of it. You are giving all your freedoms away without so much as a whimper. No wonder Jesus Christ is destroying America. Even the church is totally comatose, totally unsaved, and will be, totally rejected with a terse, "I never knew you," from the Lord himself at the great judgment day. Not only will all of your travel be restricted, you will also be required to show your papers, just as any communist state. Your freedom of speech is already being censored on all social media. Step by step, all the rights found in the Bill of Rights are being removed, as the coronavirus is the tool that's being used to bring in this lockdown. The coronavirus itself is not a hoax, but the cure, that is, the global lockdown of all citizens around the world and the removal of all their basic rights is. The governments of the world are saying to you that we need to do all that is possible until this emergency is over. And the only way to cure this coronavirus is to lock down everyone. In other words, remove your Bill of Rights. But the goal has nothing to do with curing the virus. The goal is the removal of all your rights in the name of the emergency to usher in the new world order. Now, you can watch Daniel and the Four Beast Powers on, I believe it's, can't remember where it's located, but Peter Seiler has it up on one of the websites out there. I'll have to get the link. I think it's Brighteon.com. www.brighteon.com is where he's got it posted, so you can see it. By the way, when I put it up on YouTube, they censored it and said nobody in Canada and nobody in the United States could watch it. This is how they work, folks. They don't want the truth out there. And these people of deep state, masonry, and all these things that are getting together to do all this are going to fry in the fires of eternal hellfire. They just don't know it, but they're going to find it out the hard way. And I've warned them, and others have warned them, and they're paying no attention to it, just exactly as prophecy said they would pay no attention to it. The wise will understand, Daniel said, but the wicked will never understand. Doesn't matter what you show them. Doesn't matter what you read to them or say to them. They've cast their die with Satan, and they're going to die with Satan. That's just the way it works. And anyway, then I wanted to just read a little bit of Psalm 2 to back this up. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Is there any exception in here? Is anybody ruled out? It says the kings of the earth. Where do the kings and rulers gather together, folks? They gather together at the United Nations. Fourth beast of Daniel. Let us break their bands asunder, they say, and cast away their cords from us. Well, the United Nations is Antichrist to its very core, so it's living up to that. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The Lord mocks the United Nations, mystery, masonry, and all their offshoots, all the Antichrist people in the whole world. He mocks them, and then he's going to destroy them. And after he's destroyed them physically, they're going to be taken to a very, very horrible place. I've seen part of it. It's all very real. Even Rockefeller, even the Rothschilds, if they were shown what I was shown, they would be on their bellies pleading for mercy. Not going to happen, however. These people are evil to the very core. As the Bible says, the evil men grow worse and worse. Nothing stops them. Nothing gets in their way. They just kill anybody that gets in their way. They have an agenda. They're just computerized, I don't know what you'd call them, robots. They have no mercy. They have no compassion. What they have is an agenda. They're the walking dead. And they're going to find that out the hard way, too. So this is going down. The Bible says it's going down. And nothing you and I can do to stop it. Our main goal is to try and win as many people as you can over to the Lord, and have them quit redacting the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew, trying to claim that Matthew was written strictly for the Jews and it doesn't have anything to do with the modern-day Christian at all. That's a bald-faced, evil, satanic lie. It all of it, is addressed also to the Christian. And if you're going to believe these fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there, you're going to go where they're going to go. And Peter says, their damnation slumbers not. They're going to eternal ruin, and if you follow them, you're going to go to eternal ruin. And I don't care whether you think that's what's going to happen. If you do not have the testimony of true salvation as written by Jesus Christ in the Bible, you're going to go to hell. That's all there is to it. It's very, very simple, and there's no way around it. Now, enough of the rant. We do have something going on prophetically. Larry, I don't know if you've heard about this, but the fiery event.
No, I haven't heard that one, Stuart.
Well, there are some who are saying that the kickoff of the real trouble is going to be what they called a fiery event. We thought, well, maybe that's a meteor storm of some type. Nobody knows really what the so-called fiery event is, and nobody really knows if the fiery event is even legitimate. It's just one of those prophecies. But anyway, I wanted to bring this up. Between January 2013 and December 2100, the closest approach of comet C2019Y4 called Atlas to Earth happens on Saturday, May 23rd. That's not right. It's not May. The 23rd is actually Monday, so I don't know. Maybe they mean May 21st. 2020 at a distance of 0.78113215 astronomical units. And it is brightening already, folks, and you're supposed to be able to see it in the northern hemisphere at night. It's getting brighter by the moment, they say. It's really starting to expand. So we'll have to wait and see if there's anything to that as a fiery event. Okay, where do we want to go, Larry? We got a lot of little things that people have sent. This thing is, I think this is where we get our clues as to what's really happening all over the country. Have you got anything you want to bring up on this as to what's going on?
Well, I was going to mention, apparently, you know, and I can't vet it, but I did get information, and I sent you an image of it, possibly Army tanks moving on highway around Malibu, California. And then also an individual sent me some, he sent to Darnett, but I got the information from him individually. And he's claiming that military seems to be moving into the Bronx and Harlem and that region of New York. And that there's a lot of sick people, and also images that I saw that Darnett had indicated, if true, that they were bringing in on by rail tanks and armor, and also convoys were beginning to move into New York. So there's something moving really, really big on both coasts of the country.
Okay, now we've been hearing rumors, too. I was just watching Celeste on her YouTube channel, and she was saying something about that it was probably Homeland Security that was forming roadblocks, and then they would, when you call the Sheriff's Department, they know nothing about it. And that was in Montana and Idaho. And, of course, they may be also trying to block entrance into and out of Canada because they did shut down the border. Here's one that says Illinois joins New York, California in issuing so-called stay-at-home order, telling residents not to go outside except for essential jobs and errands. Illinois became the latest state Friday to order its citizens to remain in their homes unless they have vital reasons to go outside. And they say, well, this is the latest step to counter the coronavirus pandemic. My definition of this is martial law. They're not calling it that, but isn't that what martial law does? Basically, Larry?
Yeah, I would have to say that that's the style of events that you begin to see when martial law is either in effect or in effect, either one.
It kind of looks like they're working this kind of slowly so as not to upset the American people too much. And then by the time they do figure out what's going wrong, too late. You missed it. And unfortunately, I believe this is exactly where the American people are sitting back, twiddling their thumbs. The youth were in Florida until the governor told them to get off the beaches. Not a brain in their head, basically. So this is going to get very, really, really interesting. And here's another one. Living here in Florida, I can see how this article may be very accurate, a prediction for us. My only hope is the higher intensity sunshine will be a virus killer and diminish the latent transmissions from surfaces and such. Here's another one. This is interesting. Usually we ship out 30 semi-trucks a day. Now, this fellow works at a cheese factory full of cheese. So they load 30 semis, 18-wheelers full of cheese that we make. Right now, we are shipping out only 10 a day, running out of places to store it because obviously school contracts are all being canceled. And with the restaurants and the stores being closed, Land O'Lakes just purchased temp thermometers to monitor us for fevers before we enter the plant. They had to pay three times the cost for them. We cannot enter the building to clock in until 2 minutes prior, social distancing. No more lunch breaks. Only the 2 15-minute breaks, no more cafeteria. We all have different places to eat at the breaks. If one person gets the COVID-19, we are all to be quarantined for 2 weeks at home. The plant shuts down. We have big orders for Frito-Lay. It's the cheese powder that they add to Cheetos. I guess everyone eats Cheetos, and they are using lots of toilet paper. Some departments are shutting down now, and people stay home. Not my department yet. They now have round-the-clock extra people constantly cleaning and sanitizing everything. We have different start times now and end times to stop the people from seeing each other. And he says, hospitals are calling everyone with appointments to cancel them. So, this is probably going on all over, and we're just not hearing about it. What do you think about that one, Larry? That's kind of scary, really.
Well, it is, Stuart. And by the way, Augusto, I was on a show with him today, and he has relatives in Miami, and he said that area of Miami where they live, there's millions of people there, and basically they have nothing in the stores. The stores are wiped out, and a lot of this is not making the news. They don't even know where to go to get anything.
Yeah. And let's see. I got another one here. Well, this is an article. Octagon, Freejack, Zodiac are now in play. Newsweek story confirms the U.S. military is preparing for widespread chaos and violence, food shortages, and martial law in America. And above top secret plans are now in effect to ensure continuity of government. Now, we hear stuff like this quite often, but we're going to get in. Larry has got some Bible codes that are extremely interesting that verify, basically, as far as I can see, everything we're telling you. Here's another one. Military rolls into the Bronx and Harlem with tanks and Humvees. Why such a show of force unless it's to quell riots or to enforce martial law quarantine? Dr. Paul Cottrell says 165 million Americans will be infected. 6.9 million will die from COVID-19 in the next 20 months. So, let's see. Another one. I saw a police riot vehicle yesterday going up 63. This is in Wisconsin. Looks like a small septic tank on huge tires painted black. Now, I don't know what they're carrying in that thing. Anyway, Appalachian Healthcare System is on Facebook looking for people to take courses to be part of a police and National Guard lockdown. Kind of figured this would happen here. Stay calm and be decent to others might be the best advice. another one. Heads up. Coronavirus checkpoints coming to America roadways. The American Preparedness Radio Network warns, prepare for months of madness in America. Another one. My son works for Natural Grocers. They didn't get their restock delivery all weekend with no information from the distributor. And this is not happening just there. We have a local grocery store where the fellow said, well, we're just not, the trucks are just not coming in. So I have no idea. Eggs are cleaned out, went to the Whole Foods, and they were almost out. We live in Portland, Oregon. Another one, went to my local grocery store this morning, and the employee told me they're already 52 trucks behind. Can't get them there, but hoping to see some possibly this week. Store looked like pictures from Venezuela. So, what do you think, Larry? I mean, these kind of things popping up, you know, from people. And by the way, folks, let us know by email, enigma@trueinsight.com. You drop the E on true, TRUINSIGHT.com, so that we can keep ahead of what's going on all over, particularly in the rural districts and the cities. What do you think, Larry?
Yeah, it's this is building, and there are reports, and, of course, you got one from Don today, I believe, about airliners. I've seen some that American Airlines may be canceling 55,000 flights, and there's a number of reports on the Internet of the airlines quietly flying all their planes and beginning to stack them up and land them in the deserts in Arizona. What do you think?
Yep, that's what they do. What they're doing is they're mothballing them. Now, why would they be mothballing their airplanes unless they have been told, folks, listen to this, unless they have been told this is going to happen for a long, long time? Airliners are very, very expensive pieces of equipment. If you're only going to be on the ground for like a month, excuse me, then you're not going to mothball them. And that's what they're doing. They're mothballing all their aircraft. They're going to be laying off all the flight crews. The only emergency and freight will probably be allowed to run. You're going to see the same thing, I believe, in shipping. You haven't heard anything other than the cruise ships. But what about your big cargo container ships, many of which already were docked because the global economy is really heading towards the ditch? We are headed for total reset. They have to destroy the dollar. They have to destroy our way of doing it, our lifestyle. They have to. They don't have a choice. We were told long ago that America had to be taken down by hook or crook. They could come in voluntarily or they would be taken by force. We're being taken by force because we wouldn't do it voluntarily, I don't think. I don't think most people. But now, people aren't asking any questions at all about this. They're just humbly accepting whatever they're told, and they're doing whatever they're told. And, of course, TSA and some of these other outfits were the beginning of this. You want to fly an airplane, then we get a chance to feel you up real good. And if you don't want your women felt up, why, then you don't fly. So what happens? We get these gross pat-downs, and people put up with it. What has gone wrong with the American people? I hear on TV, oh, the American spirit. What they're doing is crucifying the American spirit. They're destroying the American spirit. These are liars. They're satanic, evil liars, all of them. And you just watch what happens to America. I wish I could take you 2 years into the future of the United States, if we have that long, to see the nuclear ruins, to see what actually happens. You better understand biblical prophecy and quit denying that America is Babylon the Great. It is. And you're going to live through it unless the God, and unless Lord, the Lord, I should say, removes you in the rapture. Otherwise, we're going to stay here for a while, and we're going to watch this thing happen. But America's going down. And I'm I don't like to be negative. I know a lot of people just write, oh, you're just negative. I'm telling you the truth. Because if you don't face the truth of your fallen nature, and you will not do what the Lord Jesus Christ ordered you to do, commanded you to do, to be saved, then you perish. It's that simple. I don't know why people can't figure it out. You want to follow after all these fakes out there? Go ahead, follow them. Jesus says, not my will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. That includes everybody, even the deep state, even the Masons, even all of these people, mystery. He wants them to repent. He wants to save them. When I was shown the love of Jesus Christ for his creation, there are no words to describe it. No words whatever can even come close to touching it. That's how much he loves his creation. And we have been blinded to that. We've been cut off from it. Our overlord, called that great serpent that fools the whole earth, wants you cut off from it. He doesn't want you to believe that you're loved. He wants you to view God the Father as some sort of an ogre. It's a complete reversal of what the real truth is. Anyway, Larry, can we quickly go to the Bible codes? Finish up with those.
It's very, very interesting. And as a matter of fact, there's some notations from Barry Rothman, and people ought to go to that. I'll post it maybe tomorrow, the new Torah code by Barry Rothman and some updated data, updated March 19th, and he's done three matrices. Now, he makes the comments. Here's some data. He says, number one, Q is not a name. It's a reference to someone with top security, secret Q clearance. He also says that a Q note has been posted on the USA martial law, and it says the enemies increase, U.S. border problems, may slip in operations and operatives before we get the southern border and the closing or any kind of wall. But let me read you these three matrices, and if you add up all the words, it tells you something. And he based this on General Milley, who he's aware of. Number one, martial law. Number two, general. Number three, Milley. Number four, Trump. Number five, Kim. And if you're watching all these matrices, our enemies are located there. So in the matrix number two, number one, martial law. Number two, general. Number three, Milley. Number four, Trump. Number five, Kim. Number six, Chinese. Number seven, Russian. Now, in the third matrix, and I'm hurrying to get this in, the third matrix is really telling because it kind of lays out something in the future that was written and embedded years ago, and it's number one, martial law. Number two, shutdown. Number three, Milley. Number four, Russian. Number five, Chinese. Number six, general. Number seven, virus. Number eight, Trump. So it makes me think, Stuart, that all of this, he's stating basically that he believes that we're going under martial law because of this virus, and we better be aware, because if you read his whole Torah code and his comments, he indicates our enemies are going to take advantage of it, and this was a setup for America. And one last statement to get your comment. Rothman also says, this is his opinion, America has the most powerful technology and science at its fingertips, but it increasingly has ignorant population.
Yes, absolutely. And this is very, very interesting, because it kind of verifies everything we've been reading from people. What they're doing is incrementally bringing in full martial law with the military. That's why you're seeing National Guard. That's why you're seeing actual military coming in. That's martial law. They can call it by any other name they want, but it is martial law. And you're being had. And it's a sham with not being a sham. It's just too bad. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll keep everybody posted. Just watch your emails. And anyway, we hope that everybody has prepared. Good night, everyone.